Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
All right, the Super Bowl is here. Andy Reid last night at opening night. It is three things to have a successful and joyous life. Wear Tommy Bahama, eat some cheeseburgers, and always be happy.
I can get behind those things.
Exactly. I like to say a lot. That's a charmed life.
Go wear some Tommy Bahama in Omaha today. 50 degrees.
That's right. Before I left the house, put the golf clubs in the trunk.
Oh, it's sloppy
it
out
is.
Though, man.
Yeah,
it is sloppy
you know
out.
What? We're getting close.
You know what? I drove by Miracle Hill on Sunday, and there were people hitting on the driving range.
Yeah,
there you go.
I thought, why can't
top tracer.
Why can't my car turn right? Why do we got to go straight? Why can't my car turn right? Speaking of the car turning right, I think, as Jimmy, you're getting to know Omaha, there's a lot of people that aren't going to argue much if you say the worst parking lot in Omaha is 72nd and Dodge, where you have a GameStop, you have a Sprint, you have a Starbucks, and you have a Chipotle. That
exactly
little area
what you're
right
talking
there.
About. Yeah.
Okay, so that's just... Whoever built that, we got to have some speaks. But now I have found a competitor.
Uh-oh.
The Target at 126th and L.
Yeah. Used to go there a lot.
I knew it's a little tricky to get into, and I got a Sam's there. You got a lot of stuff going on in that area.
No, exactly.
But trying to get into that Target where you got to weave your way.
Now, if you come up through I, you come in from the rear.
Yeah, but then you get backed up because people are going to that Sam's.
That's true.
But you it's not going to top. It's not going to top the godforsaken thing that's at 72nd and Dodge. Okay, which is you cannot manage, especially like when Starbucks gets busy and they got a line and it weaves its way through the parking lot. I just give up.
But good morning to those waiting right now in line.
Well, then you know, at places. Let's call out the person that designed it. Hopefully,
city planner.
Hopefully, the person that designed that parking lot is going to design the route for the streetcar.
Yeah. Oh, that's becoming a sensitive subject all of a sudden.
All you got to do is read the letters to the editor, the Public Pulse, and the World Herald. Mm-hmm. There aren't a lot of people that are for that streetcar.
Nope.
Unless you have a vested interest in the streetcar and it benefits you, you're all for the streetcar.
Well, that's going to put us on the map.
That's.
Yeah. The
126th and L.
That one's tricky. It's tricky. And I'll give credit to my lovely wife, who typically makes the better decisions amongst us when it comes to everyday living. We had to go there. This was a few weeks ago, maybe about a month ago or so. And we were just getting off the interstate. And I was getting ready just because out of habit, I was going to get off on L. She's like, actually, why don't you just get off on I Street? And I'm like, oh, okay. And then, again, not going that route a whole heck of a lot. I was going to turn left on 120th and then go up L. She's like, no, just keep heading up this street. You're gonna enter Target in the backside. And we did. And it was good. There was no traffic at all. You just take that left, and before you know it, you're taking a right into the Target parking lot.
Did she do the Vince McMahon strut in the Target
she should
after
have.
That?
She should have. She's better than that. I would have had I come up with that. I'd done like the fist pump. Like I told you should have done when you had your very successful Costco experience. You just come out, fist pump it like you just conquered the world that day. But
John Bender walking in the parking lot.
Yeah. But I know exactly what you're talking about when you go up on L Street and then you're doing that kind of winding and weaving around. It's a pain. So I feel you.
It's not on the level of 72nd and Dodge, but it's getting close.
Not a lot of things on the level of 72nd and Dodge when it comes to convenience.
Which was one of my first lessons when I started here.
Mm-hmm. Potholes there are there too.
Oh, yeah. You learn to navigate. It's like playing Mario Kart.
I had one guy and I wasn't even mad at him. He was in the other lane, and all of a sudden, before I know it, he's in my lane. Like, we probably could have shook hands if both of our windows were rolled down. I didn't even care because I knew what he was avoiding. Like, You poor bastard. I get it.
Sam McEwen's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. If Philadelphia, it's going to pain me to say this. If Philadelphia wins the Super Bowl on Sunday, by the way, the Chiefs have won 10 in a row against the NFC, so I'm just being fair and balanced here, us being semi-Fox station. I think, yeah, we're still Fox station. We got the Fox morning show on before us. Does Ndamukong Suh need a Super Bowl ring to lock up a trip to Canton? Or is he already in Canton?
Ooh.
So he's got one Super Bowl ring.
Yep.
First of all, he's three-time first team, all-pro. He has nearly 70 career sacks. He is on the all-decade team. He has not been fined by the NFL since 2018.
That's something.
A lot has changed.
I know we kind of mock, but that is something.
His image has changed.
Yeah.
And you know where I saw it? Is when they had the fight between the Eagles and the 49ers in the NFC Championship game. It's Sue out there is trying to keep everybody
keep
calm.
Peace. Yeah, exactly.
So another thing about Sue on his resume is I don't believe he has missed a game due to injury in his career. Now, I'm not,
it's a big deal,
I'm not
that
a
position.
Huge fan of, you know, I like guys that are with one team for a long time. Sue has kind of bounced around. The Eagles are his fifth team in his 13 years, which is still wild to say that he's been in the NFL for that long. But I think he's already in the Hall of Fame. I think he went from the Hall of Very Good to winning a Super Bowl. God, that would even pain me more that his two Super Bowl rings were against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
He went from the Hall of Very Good, polarizing because of his initial start to his career. He got the coveted Super Bowl ring, which changes the discussion about a player that has a resume like that. Because then you, at the end of the sentence, you add Super Bowl ring and you go, ding, 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 ding. So he went from, in my opinion, the Hall of Very Good, got one ring with the Bucks. Boom, you're in the Hall of Fame. Not first ballot, but you're in the Hall of Fame. To, if he gets another ring, that's just, he's got a ring on two fingers. My opinion, he's already in the Hall of Fame. It's just how long it'll take for him to be in the Hall of Fame, because it's hard to argue against his resume.
Right. Yeah, I think this obvious. Now, okay, let's say if he does win it, does that move up the timetable for his induction then?
You know what? I don't think so, because he's not. So here's the thing.
Because you and I are both in agreement. He's a Hall of Famer. Yeah, the question is when.
So I'm actually a little surprised he's still playing.
Yeah.
But maybe I shouldn't, because he's very competitive and he's smart. He's extremely bright. He's only playing about 20 to 25 snaps.
Right, he's
Eagles,
not an every
down
guy.
He didn't join him until midseason.
Yeah,
so
his body is.
Yeah, he's not
able
like,
to preserve that.
He's not one of their number one options.
Right,
like one of their top defensive players. Like if I'm making a list of the top five players in the Super Bowl, he's not even close to the top five.
No,
so that, you know, I don't think that moves up the timetable. He's going to the Hall of Fame, not first ballot.
No.
He's going to the Hall of Fame. It's just, will it be your 2, 3, 4, and the timing of who else comes out? Because the only guy that is, bam, first ballot Hall of Famer on the defensive line, I mean, J.J. Watt will be, but Aaron Donald.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I kind of wonder if he's able to get another, let's say not only does he get another ring, but he has a decent impact in this game. Are you all of a sudden looking at maybe second ballot type guy because of, now having two Super Bowl rings, all the accolades that come before that. And when we think about it, not that long ago, you know, maybe 5 years ago, like that was a heavily sought after defensive line free agent. That was a interior defensive lineman that you would pay top dollar for because he could wreck a game. And I also do think it helped that his reputation, because all these things I think are relevant, that his reputation has been kind of cleaned up a little bit.
Oh
too.
Yeah, his image has really changed. And you know, his image was of a bad guy who also, at the beginning of his career, he was one of the more dominant defensive tackles.
Dominant
in the
but
NFL.
Dirty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now you look at a guy that has kind of stood the test. I mean, that position, to have the longevity that he's had and to still have a pretty significant role on teams, even if it's not at the same frequency that he had before, it says something. So if he does get another Super Bowl ring and he has some type of an impact, I think there's something to be said about he could possibly be a second ballot guy. I really do think that it could go that high. It could elevate him if he does have, again, an impact in this one.
Will Ndamukong Suh make the Pro Football Hall of Fame ahead of Roger Craig? Ooh. Craig has, what, 3 rings with the Niners?
I can't believe he's not in already.
Well, there's a lot of people.
It's Roger Craig.
There's a lot of people, Jimmy, that share your sentiment.
Mm-hmm. He was really damn good.
Well, he was
three touchdowns in Super Bowl 19.
The problem with Roger Craig is he was also on a team that had a lot of Hall of Famers. Yeah. Yeah. But he was also before his time.
Yep.
I mean, what he was doing, running and catching, is now like the norm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Andy Reid used Brian Westbrook in a similar way. Yep. Uh-huh. And now a lot of people use running backs like that.
This is, I'll die on that hill about Roger Craig being a Hall of Famer. And there's probably reasons we do not know for sure why he's not in. But we'll... Sue make the Hall of Fame? Because remember, you have to, when you retire, you got 5 years. Mm. Will Sue make the Hall of Fame before Roger Craig? That would be...
That'd be wild to think. But it's possible.
But Sue's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He just, it'll just validate if they win on Sunday that he's got a ring on a team again that he's playing 20 to 25 snaps.
Yeah.
And he's probably done after this.
I would agree.
Because he's 36. I think he's 36 now. Mm-hmm.
Blaine Gabbert still has nightmares about Sue.
How did
Colt McCoy.
How did Sue get old so quick?
I know.
Not that long ago.
2009 wasn't that long ago. Yeah. Remember that.
I say that.
That defense.
Day.
All right, 7:24.
That was a decade ago. Jesus.
Philadelphia and Kansas City in the Super Bowl that you'll hear right here on The Zone. Coming up with all the pageantry of Arizona on the morning after the opening night where, again, Nick Sirianni was asked what player on his own team would he not allow his 5-year-old daughter to date?
What did he answer?
I think he brushed it off.
Okay.
That's good. And then, you have the right to do that, especially with questions like that.
He may have, I think he then said, hey, my daughter isn't old enough to date.
Yeah.
Andy Reid didn't get asked any of those kind of questions. It's the young guy. The young guy.
Well, yeah, because you feel like, oh, the young guy might be a little bit more open to the fun questions. And, you know, hey, he's going to give us a little bit because it's exciting. It's his first Super Bowl. He gets to really dig into opening night.
Is it a must-win game?
Geez. That's not even a question of like, oh, yeah, the young guy might give us a good answer. It's just a dumb question. I don't care how old I don't even care if you're talking to the equipment manager.
Hey, Andy, do you think it's a must-win for Nick Sirianni?
I don't know why I just thought this. What was the equipment managers for the Patriots during Deflategate? One had like a really fun little nickname. I'm totally forgetting it. Anyway, my mind wandered there because I thought of the equipment manager. I'm sorry. I get like a bull in a china shop sometimes. Can't help it. What the hell was his name?
You got to Google over
there. I'm going to have to because it was fun.
Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.